Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse on the spectacular fifth day of May. And we are reading in Psalm 46, continuing our journey through the Psalms, and this is in the New American Standard Bible, the NASB. And this is what it says. This is another Psalm of the Sons of Korah, and it is a song, but I am not going to sing it to you. God is our refuge and strength, a very ready help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth shakes and the mountains slip into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains quake at its swelling pride. There is a river whose streams make the city of God happy, the holy dwelling place of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She will not be moved. God will help her when morning dawns. The nations made an uproar. The kingdoms tottered. He raised his voice. The earth quaked. The Lord of armies is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold. Come, behold the works of the Lord, who has inflicted horrific events on the earth. He makes wars to cease. To the end of the earth, he breaks the bow and cuts the spear in two. He burns the chariots with fire. Stop striving and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted on the earth. The Lord of armies is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold. Mind if I pray for you? Lord Jesus, I'm so grateful for this particular psalm. It's just a really helpful one, especially toward the end. I remember memorizing it as, cease striving and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I'll be exalted in the earth. And I memorized it, Lord, as you know, when I was in college, and I was just had such a longing to see the whole world come to know you. I had such a heart for missions. And so, Lord, as I think about that, I ask you to reignite that in myself and in those listening today, that we would understand that we don't have to make it happen. The Great Commission is about our partnership with the Holy Spirit doing incredible work through us. We just have to be available and be a vessel to your strength and your glory and your power. Lord, you will exalt yourself because you are exalted over the whole entire earth. But Lord, it's important that we stop that striving word, that we stop trying to make things happen. And Lord, I am just praying this from the depth of my soul because this is my issue. I feel like the weight of the world is on my shoulders and it's all up to me to fix everything and save everything. But you promise us that when we cast our burdens on you, you carry our burdens and then our burdens become light because you're gentle and humble in heart and you love to bear our burdens. And so, Lord, if we're carrying a burden of control or a burden of responsibility that's not meant to be ours but yours, we just choose to lay those down right now. We want to understand that it's not us striving that makes the kingdom grow. It's you doing profound work through our brokenness and our longing to see you glorified. Lord, help us to behold and understand what it means to behold the works of the Lord, to be astounded, to look around us and have eyes to see that you are working throughout the world. I know I've heard so many stories of you visiting people in dreams and people having radical conversions, and that had nothing to do with me, and how prideful for me to think that it would have to do that. But Lord, you are building your kingdom and you are a God of miracles. And so, Lord, you are our refuge. You are our strength. You are a very ready help in trouble. Therefore, we choose not to fear, though the earth shakes or our expectations quake, even as the mountains slip into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains quake at its swelling pride. We want to go to your river. We want to go to the river of life. We want to go where our thirst is slaked and quenched, Lord. Forgive us for going to things and running to things and to our own selves to try to fill our hearts with stuff, with money, with pride, with achievement, with glory, with beauty, with all the things that we think will make us happy, with relationships. Lord, instead we choose to turn to you because you are our refuge. We choose to stop striving and know in our gut and in our heart that you are God. We love you and we worship you. and we praise you with everything inside of us. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. I am just, again, super grateful for you. And I hope that today is a day that you can look outside your window and see the beauty that God has created and just find solace there, that the God who created everything you see cares about you.